This is a VFNKB success secret. Have you ever had a job interview you wish you could just do over again? Well, you gotta watch this hilarious job interview with a millennial. You know, you can learn what not to do in a job interview, but we're also gonna share with you how you can get your dream job through an interview. Take a look. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFNTV. We're gonna start with a VFNKB success secret. Okay. Literally, God is into your success. John, can you introduce us?
Yes. Listen, we have a special interview with a millennial, and this is kind of what not to do to get the job. But, you know, you can learn from this.
So it's like a sneak peek at an interview.
Sneak peek.
How
not to land the job.
All right.
Take a look.
Amy, it says you are trained in technology. That's very good. Are you adept at Excel?
No.
PowerPoint?
No.
Publisher?
Not really.
Exactly in what area of technology mm-hmm. are you proficient?
Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Vine, Twitter, you know the big ones.
I'm surprised you didn't say Facebook.
Old people, like my parents. That's funny.
Well, Amy, when you're working for me, you have to have those kind of research skills because I'll send you things for you to comb through and get the answers and send them to me. So for that, you've got to be really good at technology.
For stuff like that, no problem. I'll just ask Siri.
You'll just ask Siri?
You know, Siri tell me this, Siri find me that. We're all good getting you the answers.
Tell Siri I want you ready to go at 8 sharp each and every morning.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
What you just said.
You don't understand be ready to go?
No. You said 8, right?
Yes.
8 like in the morning, 8?
Yes, in the morning.
Yeah. That kind of doesn't work for me. Who gets up at 8?
I do.
I Skype with my French boyfriend in Paris until like 3 in the morning. I don't even get to Starbucks until like 10, where I order my grande chai tea latte, 3 pumps, skim milk, light water, 2% foam, extra hot, but not too hot. So if it's okay, I work best in the morning at 10:45.
Wow. Amy, I don't think we're gonna be a good fit.
Why are you so negative? I can sense your hostilities, and right now I am not feeling very safe. I've been here for over 5 minutes, and the only nice thing you have said to me was nice resume, which I typed all night for this meeting with you. You've given me no guidance, no validation, no encouragement, no supervision. Is there an HR director somewhere?
HR director?
Yes, I need to speak to someone. I may have to take off today as a mental health day.
Take the day off, you... Amy, look at me. You don't work here.
Are you firing me?
Okay, yes.
Are you firing me? You think that's... I mean, I remember, you know, in my company where I had to do interviews, job interviews,
yeah.
And it was amazing. This is prior to the social media and things that are happening today, but... You're looking at what's been created by our college campuses, how they're creating safe spaces and saying that nobody should actually confront you. And
Entitlement.
And the thing about it is the person who you're getting an interview from, they're going to want you to be interested in them, not yourself.
Exactly.
And obviously
in
she was
the business.
She was into herself.
Sure.
And having a great time with her cafe latte, 2% frappo, 2-pump pumpkin thing.
Yeah. We laugh, but this is so true. I remember conducting some interviews, and it's like, I looked at the person, and it's not about the type of clothes, but at least you want to iron the shirt. It doesn't look like you slept in it. It's like...
Or take your sunglasses off.
Yeah.
Take your sunglasses off. I remember talking to someone like, can you take your sunglasses off during this interview? Another one, I was talking to this grown man, right?
Yes.
He said, I said, well, who is that waiting outside? He said, that's my mother.
I'm no.
Your mother drove you this interview. I mean, which is good if you got the interview, but it was just amazing when you saw...
Yeah.
So we've been raised in a culture recently and for quite some time that you deserve a job.
Right.
You know, it's
not,
like,
not just a job, but we need a certain pay with the job.
I think it came with the McDonald's thing. You deserve a break today. You deserve a job today.
Have it your way.
Have it your way, yeah. And the reality is, if you're running your company, you want that person to be interested in your company, in your vision, and your direction. As a matter of fact, John, what are some of the pointers you think? Okay, that's way not to do an interview.
Okay, well,
don't even bring your phone in, right?
Oh, please leave it in the car. Not on vibrate, because people like to put it on vibrate. Put it in the car.
Yeah,
right?
Don't look at it. Don't check at it.
You're unavailable during this interview.
Yes, the world will make it. Right?
It will make it, and you can get all your notifications later. Okay,
right.
But the second thing you can do, and actually tell your employer, is, I am dependable. And I will, you know, arrive at work on time.
That's an amazing concept, right? Like you say, like, I'll be here, and then they show up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
amazing.
Then the next day they show up as well.
On time.
On time. It's an amazing thing.
I remember
one particular business where, you know, they had a clock. You clock in and clock out. And people would stand around the clock, like four or five people would stand around the clock before they clocked out. Well, if you added up all the money that the company was paying for them to stare at the clock, to clock out, it was thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. I know a Fortune 100 company right now, these folks get paid very good salary, and one of the number one reasons I was just told that they have to let people go is because they can't show up to work on time.
Right.
It's like, this is not a good recipe for success.
And a lot of times, probably you are in all that social media stuff in the middle of the night, you gotta say no to that stuff, turn it off, separate yourself from that, and get rest and get sleep.
Absolutely.
You really need, most people need around 7 to 8 hours because your brain reboots at that point.
Yeah.
People are walking around in constant stress. Talk about emotional intelligence you need to
bring. This is important. You need to have emotional intelligence, and we're going to define that for you. It's defined as the capacity to be aware of and control and express one's emotions and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. It's important for your personal success and your professional success. You have to have it together where your emotions are not all over the place. It's not probably a good idea to share with your boss or your colleagues what's happening in your personal life at home. Like, everything's falling apart.
Because it's your employer, not your parent or a family member.
Or your counselor
or your minister.
Yeah,
they expect you to have a life and do these things in your life. But when you come to work, expect you to do the job.
They actually expect you to work?
And do it well.
And with a smile on your face,
I want to encourage you right now. We are joking around, but seriously, you know, you can look around and you can think, nobody's doing it well. Why should I do it well? Well, this is why you should do it well. First of all, as a believer, Ephesians chapter 6, the Lord says, work unto the Lord to your boss. And so no matter what the other people are doing, you should do your job really well, and God will. If your boss doesn't reward you, God will reward you for that. Also, the fact is that you will stand out if you do your job. So if everybody's not doing their job and you're doing your job and you're not criticizing them, you're just doing the job, then actually, you know, you're going to stand out in a positive way. Thirdly, you know, Jesus tells us when somebody asks you to do something, do it plus double it.
Yeah.
So if they ask you to get one cup of coffee, get two cups of coffee for someone. He says, they ask you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. And we're supposed to stand out like that. And if man doesn't reward you, understand God will reward you for doing that. And when you show up to an interview, realize they're interviewing you because they possibly are looking at you to be working for their company. So you got to learn about the company, look for vision of the company.
Go to a website, get the vision statement down, and you probably score some big points with that because you're understanding what they're all about. Have some questions for them as well. Know what's coming in their pipeline future.
So we're going to go to a break, but listen, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about this millennial interview? Is it not funny? But also talk about, you know, what are some key points that you would want somebody to be interviewing at your business? Comment below, email us, write us. We'd love hearing from you.
Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.